This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
You're listening to the Animation Addicts Podcast, episode 249, the best Disney montage songs. Welcome to the Animation Addicts Podcast with the Rotoscopers, the number one place to get your animation fix with animation addicts just like you. Each episode, we dive into the wonderful world of animation featuring Disney, DreamWorks, Pixar, and everything in between. From hilarious discussions and movie reviews to interviews with industry insiders, this show's mission is to brighten your day through our love of animation. So hop on your nerdy couch, grab some snacks, and get ready to hang out with your animation besties, because it's time to dive into today's episode. Hello, everybody. All right, we are back once again on our best list of best Disney songs stuff. I almost feel like we've almost exacerbated like every like possible category. Type of song mm-hmm. category, and yet we just still keep finding them.
We keep finding more, and we're dumping those into the kitchen sink. We'll probably have to take a look at the kitchen sink and like sort through it and say like, oh wow, there's a whole other category of things here. So who knows? But right now we're just doing the best montage songs, because that was something we discovered according to our research. There are definitely some songs that help with the passage of time, and they do that through montage.
Jump on your very comfy couch, get ready, and we were going to go through all of these and have a grand old time doing it. Woohoo!
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Okay, so when we talked about doing the best montage songs, I was going through and trying to rack my brain, like, okay, where are all of these montage songs? And I honestly went through every single movie and realized they didn't start doing this until Beauty and the Beast.
Mm.
Beauty and the Beast was the very first time that they did like a montage, passage of time, throw it under one song, kind of a storytelling. It's not a gimmick, but it's a tool. It's a tool to be able to tell a story and pass the time, you know? So Beauty and the Beast was the very first one, and they did that with Something There. Now, this was the part where they're trying to discover that Belle and Beast, they seem so far apart, and yet there might be something there. Mm. There might be something extra. So that was the very first time that they did this. And I always thought it was very, well, I didn't realize this until I started making this list. So once I discovered this list, I thought it was very interesting that this was, you know, a Howard Ashman kind of way. And I would assume this is very much a thing in musicals. They do that. There are passage of time songs and where they have set changes and everything where it makes it so you notice and you realize, okay, time has passed.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that it never was utilized in Disney animation until him is kind of amazing.
Right.
So the thing is, because there weren't that many songs, I went through and just found all of the movies and whatever kind of song that they had, I just added it because there really aren't that many.
So you can be a montage song and a love song. You can be a montage song and a sidekick song.
Yes. So we're just going to discuss the montage songs. And this is a subcategory because generally all of the songs are used somewhere else.
Gotcha.
And sometimes they're not even songs. They're just score. But I just thought it would be an interesting look back on and to see how Disney Animation kind of utilized this storytelling tactic and just kind of go through it. And then we'll go through because there's really only like four songs that would have fit our movie musical categories. And all of them, with the exception of Tarzan, Son of Man, have been talked about and other things. So, and Tarzan, Son of Man, because it wasn't a main character singing, also wouldn't have made most of our list. So, yeah.
Okay. Something There is a wonderful song. It's really that moment where you see, like you said, the passage of time and you see the progression of them falling in love. And she's talking about it. She's vocalizing what's happening in her head and just the animation where she's tucking the hair behind her. She hides behind that tree when she starts feeling these feelings and she's tucking her hair behind her ear. It's really, really well done.
Mm-hmm. The next one would be from Lion King, Hakuna Matata. This is the walking across the log.
Yes.
And
and shaking the head up and down, and we're a teenager. Right, right, right. Now we're an adult.
Woohoo, that was fast.
Yeah.
So I feel like that one was very well utilized as far as montage songs go.
I just sang the montage part for you.
Ah, good. Thank you.
Hakuna Matata.
It means no worries.
Yeah, that he leads that. He owns that part. That is great. Here I am. Hear me roar. I'm an adult now. Just slacking away.
I'm a man child. Woohoo. Okay. So next we have a Goofy movie. And I know you made fun of me for including this.
Not making fun of you. Just clarifying. I love me some Goofy movie.
Okay, good. So Goofy movie, it was interesting. The montage sequence for this was completely score. And I kind of, looking back, I almost assumed that there was a song that went along with it. But it, like a sung song, but it wasn't. It was just score. So I felt like I do remember this passage of time because it really takes the moment. He's like, okay, you are now in charge of the road trip. And from that point in time, Max has a good time. And
that's a great
therefore,
way to put
everything
it.
Is happy. But I mean, you remember like the points that they really focus on is they have to change the tire and it's like, oh, the craziness.
The big ball of yarn and visiting these weird destinations.
But they did a good job of taking the story from that point, showing the difference of, okay, we were on one track. Now we're on a completely different track. And then the next one I see is Hercules, One Last Hope. Now, One Last Hope is one of my favorite songs. It's I just love Hercules. So it was just,
you
great.
Know, I'm like, I want to do Hercules again, but we've already done Hercules twice. We did it on the main podcast. And then we also did it as a Roto rewatch, which is one of the things that we do for the patrons. We would do those from time to time. We do the Rotocast. We do the Roto rewatch where we go back and we rewatch a film that we've already watched because we like it so much. We want to talk about it again.
Right.
And I'm like, I just want to talk about it again.
Well, I mean, we could do like a full patron watch.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, watch along.
A watch-a-thon. Yes. Watch along.
We could do that. And then the next one is Mulan, I'll Make a Man Out of You. So both of these two, Hercules and Mulan, is the fight scene. I'm teaching you how to fight.
Yes.
Storyline, which is, I mean, you could say it's been done because it was literally just done. I feel like they did a good job of separating them enough that it was like, okay,
I never actually made
separate.
That connection until you just said that. That like Hercules and Mulan both have a let's teach you how to fight montage. And you grow. Well, in Hercules, what I love about it is that he grows up. You see him in the progression of just this dinky, wimpy dude who he just has so much heart and gusto and he's ready to do it. And even with Phil, who's very reluctantly doing it. And what we didn't really talk about this too much in our last episode, we talked about sidekick songs, but this really shows Phil's progression. You know, we know what Phil wants, what his I want is and his hopes and dreams. And he's like, no, I'm done. And like, this is not happening. Okay. You win. And and then they just go all in. And then I just love the part where now that's more like it. And we see that Hercules has truly grown into this man who can just beat anything that comes his way. It's so inspiring. It's so awesome. And we're ready to hit the big all of itself.
Right. And then also in the same way with Mulan, you know, her change moment is, you know, him saying, I'll never make a man out of you. And then she's like, no, dang it. Mm-hmm. I am going to solve these. And so instead of using her brute brawn, which she doesn't have, she uses her more of her mind and climbs
the brain,
using the weights as her anchor to the pole instead of a weight keeping her off. So as she climbs and finally gets the arrow, you know, that's more like it moment. She's completely different and now is the top candidate.
Yep, yep, yep.
So, and the next montage we're going through is in Tarzan, Son of Man. And this is where Tarzan is learning about the world of men.
Mm.
And it's showing that he's learning about the world of men, but he's also falling in love with her, even though he's already like been in love with her because like only girl around.
Yes.
So he's like, hello. What is this? But it also kind of shows her in the teacher side. And because she's the more of the teacher side, he's become more endearing to her and discovering who he is outside of the fact that he's just this primate man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good one. Good job. Good job, Phil. Treasure Planet. The reason why this one isn't ever mentioned in any of our other lists is because all of the songs are like pop songs that were added or it wasn't any of the main characters singing them themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a moment where the main character is looking back on his life and like wanting to be not a mariner because they're in space, but on a ship nonetheless. So like he's just going back and forth and remembering where he was and where he is now. And I thought it was okay. It's not the problem is this movie isn't good enough for me to remember all the details.
Yeah.
So that makes me sad. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
All right. The next one is Brother Bear. Oh, I'm on my way. Which, as I'm thinking about it, is probably a good song for a sidekick song.
Yeah, for sure.
But so, you know, going back and editing our sidekick song, it definitely would have been a sidekick song. However, I'm not a fan of this movie at all.
That's fair. Yes, it leaves much to be desired.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
But as a montage, you know, you have the main protagonist who is learning to like the little cub and he's changing himself because before he thought he was only in one mindset. And now this montage is helping him see the other side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's interesting. All right, fine. And then Chicken Little. It's the song called Stir It Up. It's also a pop song. And it is basically him trying to talk to the other characters and like be part of them, but he's never good enough to be part of them.
Mm-hmm.
So basically it's a whole montage of him saying, wah, wah.
Yeah. I'll take your word for it because I've never seen it.
Okay. Well, that is coming up on our list.
It is.
So we are about there.
I will not be able to escape it.
Meet the Robinsons. The song is Little Wonders. It is a pop song. So in this scene, the protagonist he really wants to get adopted.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's trying to create a time machine in order to go back and see his mom and to find out who his mom is. And then during this time, it's like, it's showing him going to all the science fairs and everything and then kind of feeling like he's almost there and doing really, really good things, but then in the end kind of failing until he doesn't. So, I mean, I like Meet the Robinsons. It's got a good heartwarming feel to the whole story. So I like it. But the problem is this section really didn't hit me that hard.
Uh-huh.
Like if you look back at some of the other movies, granted, I've seen them many more times, but the montage sequence is not as like impactful.
Yeah, man, It's just really funny. It's like a lot of these movies that aren't very good. Not saying Meet the Robinsons isn't good, but Brother Bear, right. Chicken Little, Treasure Planet. I know it's beloved, but you know, it's typically not making a lot of people's. It's just funny that this they all have these songs.
Yeah, yeah, they have these songs.
These ones.
So in Bolt. Right. This is another one. The song is There Is No Home Like the One You've Got. It's a pop song. But the montage is Bolt basically going on a train trying to find Penny. But along the way, he's seeing what real dogs actually do. Mm-hmm. And as opposed to like what he's been brainwashed to think he is. So he just sees like, you know, the dog playing fetch with the owner and being like, oh, wow, it's simple. That's what life is. And it's just kind of like dumb because like that's really the whole story of the. And it just makes you realize that, you know, because the montage actually, it like I've said, it's it performs a really important role when it's utilized. Generally shows two different choices.
Yes.
Or it helps the character move from one mentality into another. And it's like Bolt, a dog saying, I don't have to be a movie star. Like, what? It's just so weird. Even though he doesn't know he's a movie star, he's just he's a spy dog. I don't have to be a spy. I can just be a normal kid. Like, it's just weird. All right. Next is we have Tangled. And in Tangled, they have a score that goes under the Kingdom Dance sequence. And this is where they are basically falling in love, having a good old time, basically showing what the Little Mermaid did.
Yes.
Oh, so I guess.
Yes, Little Mermaid has it. There's just score, but it's like a mini montage. It's not a day's passage of time. Yeah, it's just part of a day, yada, yada, yada.
It's our date.
Yes.
The date. The montage of the date. So it's basically the same thing. It's just so funny how Tangled really does mirror so much of what the Little Mermaid is.
Right.
And it's just when you compare them back to back, they are so close together. But also, I think Glenn Keane did a really good job of sectioning them so that, you know, Rapunzel really is her own girl as opposed to the I want to be Ariel girl, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's Tangled. And then Wreck-It Ralph. You have Shut Up and Drive is the pop song laid on top of her learning how to race.
Yep.
Classics. There you go. And then in Big Hero 6, you have Immortals where he's creating stuff. So those are really all of the main montages.
I'm feeling kind of underwhelmed with a lot of these, realizing that maybe the montage song is not... has not been done the best. Hakuna Matata. I mean, we mentioned Hakuna Matata, but it's just like that one mini part within Hakuna Matata. The majority of the song isn't really a montage song. It's just like that 10 seconds that it is. Something really has to be the best one of these.
Yeah.
And one last hope, and I'll make a man out of you. Maybe some man. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that
the 90s got it. The 2000s did not.
Did not at all.
It's Tangled.
I mean, even Goofy Movie, though. I feel like that montage scene is 90s. If I were to do a top five, let's do a top five. Okay, so I think we can agree that Something There is the best one.
Yes.
Which one would you say would be next, Hercules or Mulan?
Well, I ranked I'll Make a Man Out of You higher than One Last Hope, but as far as a montage, I think One Last Hope is higher.
Is it?
Yeah. Because reasons, I don't know.
Because
I just like that he grows up throughout it. Like it's a true. Passage of years of time.
Okay, so would you say that one is higher or lower than Hakuna Matata?
Higher. Hakuna Matata is like so barely there that it's like an honorable mention, but it's gonna be at the bottom of it for sure.
Okay, so all right, we got Something There, and then I actually put Goofy Movie at least 3 or 4 on the list. So One Last Hope, we'll move that one up. That will be number 2. And then Hakuna Matata is going to be number 5. And I'll Make a Man Out of You. We'll go here. So Beauty and the Beast, Something There. Hercules, One Last Hope. Mulan, I'll Make a Man Out of You. Goofy Movie, Score. Lion King, Hakuna Matata. So that's our top 5.
I love it.
Unless you want to switch out for Son of Man, somewhere?
Nope.
We're good. There we go. I feel like this one was a little bit different because we're not talking about the song themselves. We're talking about like
the moment,
how they used this storytelling tool to their best advantage. And I really do believe that this is the list of the top five moments and how they were able to, if you're ever going to be using a montage sequence, use these as something to learn from.
I love it.
All right. Well, there we go.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us today on the Animation Addicts podcast. Make sure to check out the links. You can go to find all the show notes for this. You can go to rotoscopers.com/249. And you can also check out our Instagram because that's where we're posting a lot of fun stuff as well. And it's going to be a grand old time as we continue on our Flying Fowl series.
The Flying Fowl series. I didn't realize that was the name, but now I do.
That is what I've decided to call this.
Cool. That's all we have for today.
Until next time,
we are the Rotoscopers.
You've been listening to the Animation Addicts podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and be sure to leave us a 5-star review. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to help spread the word, be sure to share the podcast with your friends on social media. Just don't forget to tag us at Rotoscopers on Instagram and use the hashtag Animation Addicts. For all the links and full show notes for this episode, go to rotoscopers.com/podcast. Now, if you still can't get enough for your animation fix, be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube and visit rotoscopers.com for more animation news, reviews, and interviews. Thanks for listening.